We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Bam, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Monday, September 25th goes to the 46th President of the United States of America, Joe Biden. Now, Joe Biden gave a speech at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference on Saturday. I repeat, President Joe Biden gave a speech at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's annual legislative conference on Saturday. The reason I repeated where he was at twice is because the audience is very important in this situation. You're talking to black people. Okay, not to mention all this stuff is written for the president, so his writers going to share some of this hee-haw too, okay? Now, President Biden was honoring recipients of this year's awards that recognize individuals who have made significant contributions to society. One of the recipients was the great James Todd Smith, LL Cool J. Dropping the clues bombs for LL Cool J. And while giving his speech about LL, this happened.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LLJ Cool J. By the way, that boy's got, that man's got biceps bigger than my thighs. I think he's
LLJ Cool J. We'll get back to that in a second. A lot of people are upset that Joe Biden referred to LL Cool J as a boy. As you can hear, he corrected himself on the spot. You know why Joe Biden corrected himself? Because he's 137 years old. He fully understands the word boy in the racial context around a white man referring to a black man as boy. See, boy is absolutely a white racist word when used in a certain context. And I know that because I'm from South Carolina, drop on the clues bomb from South Carolina. And because I was raised watching Good Times, okay? And a young scholar by the name of Michael Evans broke that down to us, why boy is a white racist word, if I'm not mistaken. It was season 1, episode 9. You remember this, right?
Boy is a white racist word.
That's all you needed to hear, okay? Once you knew that, you understood that boy was a white racist word. When the word boy is referred, when somebody uses the word boy to refer to an adult black man and the speaker is white, that takes on a whole different meaning. And do you know in Alabama, a white supervisor passed up a brother for a promotion and called the brother a boy, and that black man sued? Yes, he worked at Tyson Chicken in Gadsden, Alabama, sued his employer for workplace discrimination. Look up the case. His name was John Hithon. I think I pronounced his name right. Hithon, H-I-T-H-O-N. He sued his employee for workplace discrimination. And two separate juries awarded Hithon back pay and punitive damages. And the U.S. Supreme Court agreed that the use of the word boy could be racist and needed to be examined in the context in which it was spoken. And it sent the case back to the 11th Circuit. Now, here's the rub. On the third trying of the 14-year-old case, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed and threw out all prior rulings on the case. My point is context and meaning matters. Okay, boy is a white racist word. Joe Biden knows this. That's why he corrected himself. But I'm going to tell you what I found egregious. The fact that Joe Biden got LL's name wrong to begin with. Can we hear that again, please?
Two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LL J. Cool J.
Okay, stop. LL J. Cool J. Why did the audience laugh? They should have been correcting him on the spot. Okay, I don't know if that was Joe Biden or the teleprompter or the Delaware education system, but Damn. Here's the thing.
Another shot at Delaware.
It wasn't. I didn't even know why I said that. I don't know why I said that. But listen, Damn. Here's the thing. Joe Biden should not need a teleprompter to know there's not two J's in LL Cool J. Okay, LL Cool J is a man who has been rapping since President Joe Biden was my age. Literally, Joe Biden was 44. I'm 45, but Joe Biden was 44 when LL Cool J dropped his debut album, Radio. Okay, LL Cool J has been white famous for at least 35 years. There's not too many more recognizable celebrities on the planet. It's not like Joe Biden was speaking on somebody relatively new, someone he wasn't familiar with in any way, shape, or form. It's LL Cool J, not LLJ Cool J. How did he say it? Let me hear it again.
And two of the great artists of our time representing the groundbreaking legacy of hip-hop in America, LLJ Cool J.
LLJ Cool J. LLJ Cool J. Look, this is a prime example of it. Doesn't matter how many black people you are around. Doesn't matter how many black people you have in your administration. Doesn't matter how many black people you have right for you. If it's not authentic to him, then it won't come off as authentic to anyone. Okay, y'all keep trying to make this 197-year-old man sound cool simply because he's talking to black people, and there's nothing more uncool than someone trying too hard to be cool. What's that quote? Don't try too hard to be cool. It always shows, and that's uncool. Yes, that is President Joe Biden. Please give Delaware's finest President Joe Biden the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
I don't like this.
What? What don't you like?
Delaware ain't got nothing to do with the fact that that man don't sit alone in his
Delaware.
Room.
You gotta represent. Yo, you gotta take him the good and the bad. That's, y'all got a president. That's big.
We do. Yes,
that's
we do.
Big.
LLJ Cool is hard as head. All right, BET. We see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects and odes to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.